Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, all. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to open our hearts and our minds to be receptive unto this thy word, Father, so that we can grow in knowledge and wisdom and grow in faith and trust. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study this morning, and we're asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going in to the book of Ephesians. This is another book that Paul has written, or had recorded. He starts out, as always, he took the first two verses as a greeting. Is Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to pleasure of his will. 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Pardon me a moment. Let me get me just a little of this vinegar water here. See if we can't kind of clear out this throat just a little bit. All right. Now, eight. Well, that didn't work too good. Try something else here. All right, now, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has proposed in himself. Now, then, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in or on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Now, 13. In whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. In other words, the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. 14. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Now, 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints. 16. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. 20. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. 21. For above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. 22, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. 23, which is his body, the fullness of him filleth all things in all. Now, as we back up here now, to see if we can get a little different look, there is something I do want to share with you. All of you know that I use a teacher's Bible, but this first chapter of Ephesians has got more in the footnotes or the footnotes rather than verses. There's been that much definition and all given of these verses. Well, I'm going to share some of it with you, because some of it is, it's all true, but that I've looked at. Now, when we back up here to verse 3, like I said, the first two are greetings. Now, verse 3, he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. All right. Blessed here means worthy of praise. When God blesses man, he confers upon him. When man blesses God, as Paul does here, he attributes praise to him. Who has blessed us? Because he has blessed us, the apostles then praises God because he has bestowed all spiritual blessings on his people. And when did he do this? Probably in eternity past. And you know, we're getting ready to get cut off. I don't know what they're up to, but remember what I've read to you this morning? Because Blog Talk is getting ready to cut us off for some reason. And it wasn't set up that way. But that's what they're doing. They're doing whatever they want to do. I'm sorry, we'll get together this evening at 6 p.m. Have a great, great day. And walk close with God. Spend some time with him in prayer. And pray for Blog Talk Radio also. All right. Have a great day, everyone. God bless. Come on.